So I work out most days, and I work out to Chopped, and it's a competition where four chefs are competing for $10,000 and fame. Very fierce, very competitive, and chefs really try to run the other chefs down and try not to give an advantage to the other person to win, right? They really are opponents. So I just watched this morning, this latest episode. The two finalists were both vying for the ice cream machine. So the chef who got first to the ice cream machine was making a raspberry sorbet. After he was done, he could have left the machine as it was. But this is what he said. He said, "I'm a fierce competitor, but I'm also a fair competitor." So he takes time out of his cooking. He cleans the ice cream machine for the other chef so that when he comes, he does not face a disadvantage. The judges really applauded him for that. In any case, because of his generosity, the second chef was able to present a delicious bowl of ice cream to the judges. How we deal with opponents says a lot about us, isn't it? For me, it said a lot about this man who's competing, yet he never stops treating others with dignity. And in the process, reveals his own character. Folks, today's scripture touches on one of the most critical and unavoidable aspects of our lives, relationships. Particularly our relationship with our opponents and our enemies. And God has something to say about them. I believe God is saying three things. First, did you notice that today's scripture readings began with the words, "Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy." So in the first reading, God asks Moses to declare to the whole Israelite community, not just to the priests, not just to the Levites, but to the whole community, every person in the nation is invited to holiness. "Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy." Everyone is invited. In the gospel reading, Jesus makes a similar demand. "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, whether each one of us can be perfect like God is a good question. After all, God is God, and we are creatures. I believe in God inviting us to holiness like God, or perfection like the Father. I don't think God is setting us for failure. I think what God is really doing is inviting us to understand our true worth. Really, that's behind the invitation. Where do we come from? From God who is holy. Who created us? God who is holy. How are we created? In God's image and likeness, who's holy? So we are created. Our origin is holiness. And God considers each one of us part of God's love, God's life. To that extent, every one of us is holy. And God is saying, since I created you holy, stay holy. Right? So that's the introduction to the entire scriptures today. Now, in my second and third point, I want to deal with holiness redefined. In fact, that's the title of my homily. Holiness redefined. One way of understanding holiness. What comes to your mind when you think of holiness? Who is a holy person? Today's scripture's readings attach holiness to one of the most complex realities of our lives, relationships. Both the command to be holy like God in today's first reading and the invitation to be perfect like the Heavenly Father in today's gospel reading are attached to our relationship with those we have trouble getting along with. Whether we like it or not, everyone has somebody, right, that we really have trouble getting along with. First, let's reflect on what Moses says. The Mosaic injunction is very practical, very practical. It admits that difficult relationships are part of life. All of us have one. Hence, from the expectation from the Israelites is simply this, that disagreements do not lead us to hatred. Very practical. Yes, disagreements are real. Yes, difficult relationships are real. Do not let it turn into hatred. In fact, Scripture says, let us not incur sin because of hatred for our brother. How can hatred turn into sin? Two ways. Moses says, do not cherish grudge. Gosh, it's so hard to give up grudges. And secondly, Moses says, do not take revenge. It's very practical, isn't it? Disagreements are real. Difficult relationships are real. Just do not let it turn into hatred. Don't cherish grudges. Don't take revenge. Now, there is a positive side to this commandment. Moses ends today's commandments with these words, and love your neighbor as yourself. So there is a negative side. Don't let your disagreements turn into hatred. Do not hold grudges. Do not take revenge. And the positive side is, and love your neighbor as yourself. So let me summarize. Who's holy? Holy person is the one who does not let disagreements turn into hatred. A holy person is one who does not hold grudges. A holy person is one who does not take revenge. A holy person attempts to love the neighbor as themselves. Holiness redefined too. In the gospel reading, Jesus invites us to perfection. Maybe we can say slash holiness, but then I don't want to do that because we can say we'll never be holy then, right? Because we'll never be perfect like God. Once again, just as the Mosaic commandment, Jesus has a greater expectation of his disciples. So what is Jesus saying? What's the point in being like the tax collector or the pagan? What's the point? What's the point in being like others who are free to hate? What's the point? What's the point in being like people who destroy their enemies, kill them, boast about them? What's the difference? What's the point in being like people who hold grudges or take revenge? What's the point? Is there a difference between us and those who take revenge? Is there a difference? Is there a difference between those who hold grudges and us? Jesus invites us to hold ourselves to a higher standard because we are temples of the Holy Spirit, as Paul says in today's reading. We are no ordinary folks. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? We are different. We are children of the Heavenly Father. We strive for holiness. We strive for perfection. Let me return to the story of the two chefs. The chef that cleaned out the ice cream machine for the second chef actually lost the competition. The other chef won the $10,000 in fame because his ice cream was more delicious than the other. He may have lost the television show, but I think in God's eyes, he's a winner. In my book, he's a winner. Now, I do not know if this man is a Christian or not. All I know is he acted like one. And that's the difference between those who strive for perfection, strive for holiness, and those who don't. He treated his opponent in the same way he would have wanted to be treated. So let me summarize. Who is holy? Who's the holy person? The holy person is one who deals with opponents and enemies in the same way that Jesus would deal with them. Who is the holy person? The holy person is the one who treats the other in the way they would like to be treated. Who is the holy person? A holy person is the one who treats others with respect, with integrity, with dignity, and love, even if they are our opponents and our enemies. Out there, and sometimes in the church as well, the amount of hatred that exists today is unimaginable. How have we become the people that we are today? And in the midst of all of that, here is God's wisdom talking to us, seeking transformation, seeking a higher standard, seeking holiness, seeking disciples who strive to be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect. So as we go about this week, let's try that our disagreements don't turn into hatred. Instead, may we love one another as Jesus has taught us. People of God said, amen.